The Czech Republic and the United States are just, and I quote, three words away from a treaty on basing a U.S. anti-missile radar facility in central Bohemia, according to the leaders of the two countries. Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek met U.S. President George W. Bush at the White House on Wednesday, and while a final treaty was not agreed, they seemed confident it would be soon. But the path to missile defense will not be smooth, as Rob Cameron reports.
George Bush and Mirek Topolánek exuded an air of easy confidence in the Oval Office on Wednesday, Mr. Topolánek telling the TV cameras there were only three words preventing him from finalizing the treaty with Mr. Bush there and then.
There are only three words remaining to be resolved and discussed.
In our discussions, I strongly respect the sovereignty of the government of the Czech Republic. Where they have concerns, of course we'll listen.
President Bush declined to elaborate what those three words were, but Mr. Topolánek later clarified that the words in question were strict environmental rules. In other words, a firm guarantee the radar base would not damage the health and habitats of its surroundings, the Brdy Hills, about 70 kilometers southwest of Prague. But he said this was a minor technical matter and one which would be resolved very soon. So a treaty is on the horizon, two treaties in fact, the main one discussed in the White House on Wednesday, and a so-called Status of Forces Agreement, or SOFA, which will govern the rules of deployment for the American military personnel who will man the base. Czech officials say talks on that agreement are also going well. But that doesn't mean Mr. Topolánek can start shopping for a new spade to break the earth in the Brdy. Far from it. He and Mr. Bush have a great deal of weeds and even boulders to clear before construction can start. At home in the Czech Republic, Mr. Topolánek has his work cut out. The presence of American soldiers on Czech soil requires the prior approval of Parliament. There, Mr. Topolánek, if you count three renegade MPs who've crossed the floor to join the government, has a majority of three votes. But that's counting the six votes of the Green Party, which is far from keen on missile defence. The party, which is currently consumed by ugly infighting, says it will have an internal referendum on the radar base. But what if, as expected, its members say no? But even those Greens who will tolerate the base say they'll only do so if there's a cast-iron guarantee it'll be part of NATO's own missile defence shield in the future. Czech officials say the alliance is due to discuss this at its summit in Bucharest in April, but with NATO fretting and fussing over Afghanistan, missile defence is unlikely to be high on the agenda. And it's not just NATO. What happens if the Democrats win the US election and pull the plug? When will the Poles say yes to an interceptor base on their territory? What about Russia, which is fuming over the radar base plan? And what about the US Congress, which holds the purse strings? Agreeing on those three words is the easy part. The hard part has only just begun.